Reimagining personal computing with e-ink, community insights and design challenges. So as Alexander is getting set up, can we welcome?
Hi everyone. Thank you for having me. Thank you for the organizers and volunteers that have been, well, doing this event and all the other ones as well. I appreciate it. So my name is Alexander Soto, or please just call me Alex. I'm the founder of Modos. So just a little bit of a backstory. In 2021, at the height of the pandemic, my bedroom transformed into a workspace. So I was spending most of my time from the morning till night just in front of a computer, right? So using the computer and sort of battling this distraction, refocusing, and then trying to get back into my work. And, you know, the same tool that I have to use for work is also the same tool that I'm using for like leisure, for entertainment. And sort of this is kind of what brought about the idea of being able to, or trying to reimagine, you know, what would it look like to have computing that is calm, inclusive, and humane. So at Modos, we're kind of reimagining personal computing with a focus on creating calm, inclusive, and humane computing. And we're doing that by creating a high refresh rate electrophoretic display controller. In the slide that's uploaded, we have videos where you can take a look at that. I also have our prototype here, so if you see me or if you want to try it out, I'd be happy to demo it so people can check it out. And this wouldn't be possible without the team. So this is really the team that's turning this vision into reality. Wenting, or Zephyr, has led the development of our electrophoretic display controller. Brody, who's done amazing work with sort of the CAD and manufacturing for our paper monitor chassis. And also Michael, who have had many conversations of what the possible software architecture and sort of stack would look like. And last but not least, want to thank the community, really. We did a community survey. We had about 3,000 people fill out the community survey. We had about 300 different contributors and people who are interested in joining our pilot program, over 5,000 people in our mailing list, and a special thanks to Nelnet. We were working on a prototype. We were getting close, but we needed some support, and Nelnet really, we're a Nelnet-sponsored project, so really extended a thank you for your support. If you haven't, please check them out. They're amazing. And a little bit about that survey. A little bit about that survey. So from the survey, there were multiple responses that were allowed. We had about 3,000 people who filled it out. And some of the most popular use cases of why people would want to use e-ink were reading, writing, coding, and just in general, be able to do it for focused work. Not too surprising, but from the survey, what I learned a lot were from the feedback. So I think for me, I was also, what I experienced, just being focused, being distracted, refocusing. There were other people as well that shared similar concerns. Just from this quote, you know, I lose hours and days and weeks of my life getting sucked down rabbit holes. I'm not so sure who hasn't experienced that before in this room at least. And, you know, just with entertainment and content, missing deadlines. And then other people expressing concerns about eye strain and just accessibility. Other folks who have been using computers, you know, since they were a young age and have tried to look at other solutions between, what are the examples that they gave? Well, using different solutions that are available and still not having really any success. So I've read each one of the comments of all the feedback that I got, and there's some overarching like patterns and themes. So there's this one, there's a desire for living a more balanced digital life. So reducing your screen